I am Tony Silvera, and this is Little Devotional. You can check us online at littledevotional.com.
Jambo, jambo bwana, habari gani, nzuri sana, wageni, wakaribishwa, Kenya yetu.
This is the 1986 original version of Hakuna Matata, a song that was done by Disney. And Disney added these words. It says, Hakuna Matata, what a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata, ain't no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of our days. It's our problem-free philosophy, Hakuna Matata. In the Lion King movie, the characters were trying to convince the young lion that past is past, and you can ignore who you were in the past and just move on. Well, today, you might feel like the past is nothing but hurt, mistakes, and it's good for forgetting. But let me tell you, we can learn from our past so we won't keep doing the same mistakes. You need to look into your future with an attitude of victory. And the Bible talks about a woman that was so despaired with her life. And what was happening to Israel was so bad that she named her son a terrible name. In 1 Samuel chapter 4, in verse 20 and 21, it says, as she was dying, the woman attending her said, don't despair, you have given birth to a son. But she did not respond or pay attention. She named the boy Ichabod, saying, the glory has departed from Israel because of the capture of the Ark of God and the deaths of her father-in-law and her husband. Now this woman named her son Ichabod, which means the glory has departed. This woman named her future because of what was happening in her present. She could have named the son, the glory will return, but instead she named her son, the glory is gone. She was naming her son, which represents her future, in function of the present circumstances. And if you do that in your own life, you'll compromise your victory. Let me tell you that you need to name your future saying that you are blessed, you are prosperous, you'll be long-lived and healthy. You are more than conqueror through Christ Jesus. You are successful and victorious. God wants to give us victory. This woman was naming her future as a curse, not understanding that God is willing to provide us guidance, protection, deliverance, provision, satisfaction. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 6 to 10, it says, now these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things, as Israel did. So we have to just change the way we think, and we cannot be presumptuous and doing things aside from the Word of God. Some people think that they have all the knowledge about God, but then they will face extreme situations and they realize they don't understand anything. I heard the story of two men that were walking through a field one day when they spotted an enraged bull. Instantly, they darted down towards the nearest fence. The storming bull followed in hot pursuit. It was soon apparently they couldn't make it. Terrified, the one shouted to the other, put up a prayer, John. We're in for it. John answered, I can't. I've never made a public prayer in my life. But you must, implored his companion. The bull is catching up to us. All right, panted John. I'll say the only prayer I know, the one my father used to repeat at the table. Oh, Lord, for what we are about to receive, make us truly thankful. And this is a funny story, but pretty much people don't know what to do when difficult circumstances come. What are you going to do when you have a heart problem to face? Maybe you need to start singing Hakuna Matata and decide to change your future and looking into it by different eyes. Don't be like the woman that named her son Ichabod and then compromised her future. Just believe in God, trust in God, and he will change your life for better. I am Tony Silvera, and this is my daily meditation. Check for Little Devotional on the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com.